This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Nine political parties univocal on settling issues of transitional justice. Sudur Paschim Province Chief Minister Kamal Bahadur Shah receives a vote of confidence. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pledges to address problems seen in banking and financial sector. Holi, the colour of festival being observed across the country today with gaiety and fervour. And UN member states agree on historic deal to protect high seas. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the nine political parties has decided to conclude the issues relating to transitional justice. The nine-party meeting held at Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar yesterday said issues raised over the transitional justice had drawn their attention seriously and they were committed to reaching the remaining issues of peace process to a logical conclusion as per comprehensive peace accord and spirit of the constitution. Issuing a press statement after the meeting, the nine political parties reminded it was clear that the related laws were made and commissions formed in the past on transitional justice and some works done. The press statement further mentioned that related law would be made by presenting a bill in the parliament to ensure justice to the victims of conflict as per the Supreme Court verdict. CPN Marist Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba, Janata Samajwadi Party Chairman Upendra Yadav, Lokatantrik Samajwadi Party Chairman Mahant Thakur, Nepal Samajwadi Party Chairman Dr. Baburam Bhattrai, CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal, Rashtriya Janamorcha Chairman Chitra Bahadur KC, Nagarik Unmukti Party Chairperson Ranjita Shrestha and Janamat Party Vice Chairperson Abdul Khan. Fagu Purnima or Holi, the festival of colours, is being observed in hilly areas of the country today with gaiety and fervour. The festival will be observed in Tarai districts tomorrow. The festival, also called Spring Festival, marks the arrival of spring and the harvest season. The first day of the festival is called Choti Holi or Holika Dahan and the second day Thuleti or Holi. Holika Dahan, the death of Holika, the symbol of triumph of good over evil, is marked by lighting a bonfire and performing a special puja to burn evil spirits. The next day, people enjoy smearing one another with different colors. Among various cultural festivals celebrated in Nepal, the Fagu Purnima bears its own speciality and significance. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has wished peace, prosperity and happiness to all Nepali sisters and brothers at home and abroad on the occasion of Holi or Fagu Purnima. In a message given on the occasion of Holi festival today, President Bhandari wished this festival encouraged all of us to weed out various social evil, anomalies and abbreviations, thereby preserving and conserving unique cultures of the country. While noting that Nepali society is diverse linguistically, ethically and culturally like the colors played during the Holi festival, President Bhandari said that such a distinct diversity embodies both our identity and strength. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has expressed his best wishes to all Nepalis on the occasion of Holi festival. Prime Minister Dahal has extended best wishes to all sisters and brothers at home and abroad. The Prime Minister expressed the confidence that the festival will unite all Nepalis for the cause of social justice, good governance and prosperity, adding that the festival is established as a common culture with unparalleled unity among all regions, castes and communities in Nepal. Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has extended best wishes to all Nepali brothers and sisters at home and abroad on the occasion of Holi festival today. Giving a message of best wishes, the Nepali Congress president reminded that the Holi festival is a festival of colors and observed with fanfare across the country. Chief Minister of Sudur Paschim Province, Kamal Bahadur Shah, has received a vote of confidence in yesterday's meeting of the Province Assembly. Among 53 Province Assembly members, 41 voted in the proposal of the vote of confidence presented by Chief Minister Shah, while 11 cast their vote against the proposal. Casting vote against the proposal were 10 members from CPN-UML and 1 from Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged to address the problems seen in banking and financial sector. During a meeting with representatives of the private sector and banks and financial institutions at his office in Singhadarbar yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said the government is serious towards issues of banking and financial anomalies. Stating the nation's economy is a difficulty, the Prime Minister said the first cabinet meeting of the incumbent government had decided to seek solutions to economic issues through collaboration with the public and the private sector. The CPN Maoist Center has urged the judiciary not to take any moves stepping onto the jurisdictions of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, arguing that it has been assessing the incidents dating back to decade-long people's war. Issuing a press statement yesterday, Party Secretary Dev Prasad Gurung said time demanded political parties and forces in favor of progression to get united. He further said regressive forces were seeking opportunities to get their interests met. The party has also expressed its concern over the registration of a writ over the statement by party chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda a few years ago. Earlier, the Supreme Court registrar had refused to accept the writ. However, March 3rd order of the court allowed to register the petition dismissing the Supreme Court's administration's earlier decision. Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has called on all the groups and factions of the Maoist movement to come at one place. Addressing a program in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal urged all the groups affiliated to Maoist movement to come for party unity. In a program attended by all the leaders were together during the People's War, Prime Minister Dahal said although the Maoist movement has not weakened, its impact has diminished due to the splits and divisions. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda presented an annual report of the Nepal government to President Bidya Devi Bhandari yesterday. Prime Minister Dahal presented a report of the fiscal year 2078-79 Bikram Sambat to the President amidst a function at the President's office in Sheetal Divas. The annual report has the details on activities the government performed throughout the year. National flag carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation is preparing to operate direct flight from Kathmandu to Seoul of South Korea. Airline spokesperson Archana Khadga said it has proceeded towards the operation of a direct flight from the Trivandrum International Airport to the Seoul-based Incheon International Airport in South Korea. A 10-member safety audit subcommittee headed by Airlines Deputy Manager Engineer Bikram KC has been formed in view of the preparations for connecting Kathmandu with Seoul via direct flights. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Thousands of people have been left without shelter after a massive fire broke out in a crowded Rohingya refugee camp in southeastern Bangladesh. According to BBC, the blaze, which is now under control, engulfed some 2,000 shelters at Cox Bazar camp on Sunday. It is estimated that about 12,000 people, most of whom escaped violence in neighboring Myanmar, have had their accommodation destroyed. The cause of the fire is not yet clear. The blaze was brought under control within 3 hours, but at least 35 mosques and 21 learning centers for the refugees were also destroyed, he added. The UN member states have finally agreed to a text on the first international treaty to protect the high seas, a fragile and vital treasure that covers nearly half the planet. According to Al Jazeera, after years of negotiation, negotiators from more than 100 countries completed the United Nations Treaty, a long-awaited step that environmental groups say will help reverse marine biodiversity losses and ensure sustainable development. The treaty is seen as a crucial component in global efforts to bring 30% of the world's land and sea under protection by the end of the decade, a target known as 30 by 30 agreed in Montreal, Canada in December last year. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 26.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 11.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Nine parties univocal on settling issues of transitional justice. Sudur Paschim Province Chief Minister Kamal Bahadur Shahar receives a vote of confidence. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pledges to address problems seen in banking and financial sector. Holi, the color festival, being observed across the country today with gaiety and fervor. And UN member states agree on historic deal to protect high seas. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.